Learning the laws of Sheris Omer, which is found in Simon Tuf Pei Tes. The Mechaber tells us the mitzvah kol echad lispor la'atzma, that everyone has an obligation themselves to count the Omer all the days, as we've been learning in the past. On this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that even though it does say it's al kol echad, upon everyone, there are some exceptions. V'nashim v'avadim peturos mimitzvazo. Focusing on the first one, women are exempt. They do not have any obligation to count the Omer. Why not? It's a nice mitzvah. Davi mitzvah sasei shazman grub. Because it's a positive mitzvah and it's bound by time. It's only for a certain amount of days. And afterwards it's over. It has to be done also at a certain time. It has to be at night. So therefore it's bound by time. It's a zman grama. And therefore they are pater. Now pater generally means that they're exempt. But perhaps they could do it. So because of the Magen Avraham says, Mihu kfar shave olayhu chova. He says that the women, at his time at least, considered upon themselves this as an obligation. They took upon themselves to count the Omer. Meduma d'min Mosenu v'nohagin n'shei klal lispor. He says that in our, just as it was a chovah upon them, in our countries, their minhag was not to count. So basically, it depends on the minhag amakom, that there's some women that do count, some that don't, but certainly it doesn't seem like it's not a problem if they do. Why not? You would think they're doing above and beyond that which you have to do, just because you're pater from doing a mitzvah. So the fact that you want to be mekayim mitzvahs, which you're pater, you would imagine is a good thing. Apparently not. Because of the sefer Shulchan Shlomo, according to the Shulchan Shlomo, it's written down, Tal kopanim lo yivarchu. If they want to count, not a problem. Let them count. That's not going to hurt. But make sure that when they count, they should not say a bracha. Why not? We know that you're always supposed to say a bracha before you do a mitzvah. So, what's the problem? He says, this very strong lashon, he says, for sure, without question, they're going to end up missing a day. So, because of that, we would not, apparently what he's saying is assuming that each day is not a mitzvah unto itself, but it's all one big mitzvah. So for them to count with a bracha, let's say that they at the Seder they count, and then maybe even the second day. But the reality is, since we know for sure they're going to end up not finishing, so therefore better they should not be counting with a bracha. It almost sounds like it's some inyan of a bracha of Atala, because they didn't end up fulfilling the mitzvah in its entirety. So some people ask the Shaila, some people who, some guys, they say, you know what, so maybe I should also not say it with a bracha, because I can't remember after year after year after year, and you never remember counting every single day. Well, the answer is yes, you should count with a bracha, and perhaps that's a chisaron in yourself that you have to work on, so that you should certainly be counting and not forgetting to count it for once a day. It's not the most difficult mitzvah. So certainly, the inyan of vadai should not apply to you, and if it does, that certainly is an expression of some type of chisaron in your kim ha-mitzvos. It's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos along these lines. He says, based on the words of the Magen Avraham, he says, I'm not really understanding. Yeshitomo al Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that there are those women that accepted upon themselves this is a chiv. He feels that we never find that a cluster of women, that an entire community or an era, that they actually were mekabel upon themselves, that this is a chova, this is something which they must do. And not only that, the quotes, Al pi haZohar Kadosh, V'kisvi Arizal, Ein l'nashim lisvar sfiras omer, says that women are not to count the Omer. And apparently it doesn't sound like it's talking about with with a bracha. It almost sounds like that they shouldn't be counting at all. And he brings down over here on the bottom the Zohar says Vatam al pi derech hanister. So some very deep philosophical, deep Kabbalic reason which says that women should not count. Of course, if that is not their minhag, they do count without a bracha, as was advised, then that's what should be done. Amnam yesh hanohagim kipshitus dibri ha-Magen Avraham, that there are those that do hold like the opinion of Magen Avraham, shenashim kibbal aleihem kechova v'sofros bebracha, that there are actually women that they do accept them upon themselves this obligation, and not only do they count, unlike the words of the Zohar, but they will count, and also against the words of this in the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, they will count with a bracha as well. V'srichim baleihem lahaskilhem shul yishkuhu lispor. So he says that the responsibilities, not just on them, but also could be on the husband or anyone else who she encounters throughout the evening, so that she should be reminded so as not to forget. So the whole inyan of why they shouldn't count with a bracha, apparently, as is cited in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, is only davada yitu biyom echad. But if the women are certain that they can definitely count, they're sure that they're going to count, at least there's a slight chance that they will complete it, then certainly it's not an issue for them to count with a bracha. And again, if they're able to somehow create a system to remind themselves, and there's even these reminders on our cell phones, like that one right now, but it's not yet time to count, that's a way that people will be easily remembered so that they're not going to make the mistake. Just to conclude with the words of the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says as follows in this regard. Hanoshim paturos mishum dahami mitzvah saseh shazman gramos. So that we know. Women technically are exempt from this mitzvah of counting the Omer. We call makom nonetheless. Nehagul varech. The minhag is for them to count and to count and with a bracha. Kechol mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Shanoshim nehagus keshofar v'sukkah v'lulav. Just like these other mitzvahs in which women do accept upon themselves to do these mitzvahs and to do them with a bracha, so too says the Aruch HaShulchan that women could be mekabel themselves to count the Omer and to also count with a bracha.